This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
House Taxation Committee will come to order. I'd like to greet everyone who is with us today here in the room. Reminder for everybody to turn off their cell phones or silence them, and I'd ask the Secretary to please call the roll.
Representatives Chafee?
Here.
Drury?
Here.
Derby?
Here.
Jameson? Excuse. Coth?
Here.
Olson? Otten?
Here.
Poirier? Excused. Randolph?
Here.
Thomason?
Present.
Tiedemann?
Here.
Chafee?
I'm here.
Dennert?
Here.
And Mr. Chair, we have 11 present to excuse.
Okay, we do have a quorum with that. We do have minutes from our last meeting that need to be approved.
Motion
by Representative Chafee, second by Representative Drury. All in favor say aye. Opposed nay. The minutes are approved. Okay, we do have a couple pages who are here with us this morning. Today's your last day. So why don't you come up, tell us who you are, where you're from, if you've got any plans that you know of, but tell us what you enjoyed about this experience the most. We'll put you on the spot this morning.
Hi, my name is Alex Otten. I'm a senior at Stevens High School in Rapid City. My future plans are I'm going to Augustana University, and my favorite thing about the last 2 weeks was seeing all the bills that had to be done, and especially today with the busy schedules.
I'm William Cutler from Claremont, and the thing I enjoyed most is probably being around you guys.
Yes. Thank you. It's been really good to have both of you here. And, you know, I've known William's family for a long time, since I was very young. So their family's up from around our area. So it's good to have both of you here. And I just appreciate your guys' service and time here. With that, we do have today on the schedule, we have one bill, and then we're going to talk about some summer study requests. The bill we have is Senate Bill 25. So if you are here to testify, please make sure you do sign in. And with that, we will move on to Senate Bill 25, Proponent Testimony, Provide for the Taxation of Marijuana. Proponent Testimony, welcome back, Representative Bartles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and it is a pleasure being with you. Just like the page said, I'm here to represent Senate Bill 25. This came out of the summer study this summer on marijuana. It came out of the adult use portion of it, and it was a complementary and was originally part of Senate Bill 3 in the committee, and we separated it out in the committee into two bills. And there's an amendment that Representative Derby wants to propose, and I'd like to let him do that now so we could discuss it as amended.
Representative Derby.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move Amendment 25A.
Okay. Motion to move Amendment 25A. Would you like to explain the amendment, or should we move on to Representative Bartles to do that?
I'd be glad to explain it.
Okay, go ahead, and then we'll move on to Representative Bartles.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, this committee has seen this twice now and has passed it out of here twice. This is basically what it does is instead of utilizing the average market rate as the basis for the excise tax, it's an excise tax on the gross receipts. So it's a retail sales tax, basically. And it's 15%, and then it's broken out with 8.5% to the counties, 5% to the municipalities, and 1.5% to the state. It'll generate more revenue for everybody. It's easier to implement. It's on the retail level. Gets rid of a very complicated formula to determine average market rate. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Representative Derby. I guess what I'd like to do, if there's no more discussion, to adopt the amendment, and then we can take proponent testimony on the bill as amended. So is there any other comments on the motion to amend? Seeing none, it's a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. We are amended. with 25A. Okay, Representative Bartles, please continue with your proponent testimony.
I'd like to thank the committee for doing that amendment. I think that was a good improvement over the plan that came out of the summer study. It was one of the hardest things we had to do, and we were kind of out of time. And I think this is a lot easier to amend, like he said. The tenet of the summer study was if we were going to have recreational or adult-use marijuana, it had to be safe. It had to keep it away from kids somehow, and we needed to make it pay its way. And this is the portion to make it pay its way. There will be costs with marijuana. There will be costs at the state level, county levels, and municipal levels, and we thought the product should pay its way. I would hope you would send this to the floor with some sort of recommendation. Today we'll be looking at Senate Bill 3 on the floor, and should that pass, we do need to be able to have it pay its way. So please send this to the floor with a motion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Further proponent testimony on Senate Bill 25 as amended. Further proponent testimony. Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Opponent testimony, also seeing none, we will waive rebuttal and open it up for committee questions. I'll ask a question. Do you prefer, you said to be sent down to the floor with a motion. Do you want to answer that as far as what, do you have a recommendation on our recommendation? Would you prefer it to be sent with a no recommendation?
I would prefer a no recommendation so it's not calendared. So if three fails today, then I would move to table it rather than calendar it so we'd have final disposition.
Okay, thank you. Any further questions of the committee? Yes, Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I've just received this. So could you tell me when this would go into action? July 1st or what's the date? Thank you.
It would go into July 1st like Senate Bill 3 would. Wait, Senate Bill 3 is drafted currently. That would go into effect the 1st of July as well.
Further questions of the committee? Further questions? Seeing none, we'll close the public testimony portion and open it up for discussion or action.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Derby.
I would move that we send this to the House floor with no recommendation.
Okay. There's been a motion by Representative Derby to send Senate Bill 25 as amended to the House floor with no recommendation, and the motion was seconded by Representative Koth. Is there any discussion on that motion? Okay. Yes, Representative Jameson.
I apologize for being the last guy in the room. I'd buy donuts for our next meeting if there was one, but I guess there's not. And so I missed if there was was there an amendment added?
Yes. Yes, Representative Jameson, just to catch you up, there was an amendment. Representative Derby, do you just want to go over the amendment one more time for Representative Jameson since we have time?
I'd be delighted. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Jameson, it's Amendment 25A. This committee has passed this out twice before, 1045 and another bill. It's to change the average market rate, which is basically between the manufacturer and the dispensary. It's more of a wholesale excise tax. Put this as a excise tax on gross receipts. So it's basically a sales tax on sales. Excise tax on sales, broken out 8%, 8.5% to the counties, 5% to municipalities, and 1.5% to the state, for a total of 15%.
Do those numbers all add up for you?
Yes, thank you, and I apologize to the body for that. I just was in appropriations, and we were. So my only thoughts are, and I suppose now I'm catching up. The amendment's already been passed and accepted, and it's in. The path forward then would require the Senate, if it should pass on the floor of the House, the Senate would then need to review it as well, right? So in essence, a conference committee of some sort. And a no vote somewhere on that House floor would be a part of that grouping for the conference committee to be developed, right? So I don't sense that there'll be a problem with getting a no vote on the floor, but as long as you've got this kind of mapped out on the sequence, and then a healthy discussion can occur later on its structure. It's just a challenge having the Senate already adopting, or if I understand the process, Senate has already accepted the previous version, which is substantially different. And we ran into a buzzsaw here when we brought 1045 to the floor with the same structure. So I don't know if it was that or if it's the whole marijuana thing, but that would be my only caution. But if time keeps ticking on and I can't stop it, I guess we're just going to need to go forward. And as long as you've got it mapped out, Mr. Chair and Representative, that's the most important part, I guess, from here. So thank you for your indulgence.
Okay, thank you for the comments. Yeah, that's fine. We've got time for a little latitude today. Representative Bartles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I know it's inappropriate usually for a witness to make a comment here, but the purpose in doing this is basically if we just table this here today, in order to put a tax on it, to make it pay, have the money to pay the costs that we perceive. And the committee did perceive there would be costs with recreational marijuana, that we needed a tax to pay those costs. And so if we would table this today, this is your last meeting, it made more sense to bring it to the floor with a do not recommend, and then we could deal with it tomorrow if three passes. It's just, and it would probably... Monday on the next legislative day. And I think we can work through, and the Department of Revenue would like to have some input into it, and it would give them a chance again at the conference committee to get some input into it. If it's something that's going to happen, we can have a good opportunity in a conference committee, and it will come back to both floors out of the conference committee, which I think would be a really good way to handle this if it happens. And I'm pretty sure the speaker will appoint a strong group of representatives.
Okay, thank you. Further comments on the motion to send this to the floor with a no recommendation? Okay, seeing none, I'll ask Secretary to please call the roll on the motion to send Senate Bill 25 as amended to the floor with no recommendation.
Representatives Chafee.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Drury.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Koth.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Otten.
Oh, happy aye.
Pouye.
Pouye votes aye.
Randolph.
No.
Thomason.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
Dinner.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, we have 12 yeas, 1 nay for a total of 13.
Okay, on a vote of 12 yes, 1 no, Senate Bill 25 as amended, we'll go to the floor with no recommendation. Okay, thank you, Representative Bartles. With that, that concludes our bill agenda for today. And what we are going to do now is have a conversation about potential summer studies. I know we've had some bills that came, or at least one bill that came before this committee, and we talked about the process. This, of course, being one of the process, the ways we can do this. Through the e-board, this committee can make a recommendation to the e-board that we sponsor any summer study that's kind of germane to taxation or anything kind of along those lines. So with that, I would open the floor up to anyone in the committee who would like to talk about a potential summer study request. Representative Chafee.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. One, whether it's a summer study or just a work group, I've been talking to a few different people within the property tax where we have a lot of these exemptions, the paraplegic, some of the veterans, and a lot of those programs kind of overlap one another. And I'd like to see if we just put them all into like one statute or find some commonality with some income thresholds or something like that and just kind of make it a much simpler, cleaner bill. If, you know, with the philosophy, if a freeze or a benefit is going to be made, let's make them consistent throughout the statute.
Okay. Further thoughts? Or discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Pischke.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I'd like to have some of a summer study and have some conversation on how we can get a better handle on just our property taxes in general. I think that we put a lot of burden on our counties, and that relates to higher property taxes. And I think that there should be some conversation to maybe a larger kickback from the state to our counties. I know there's been proposals this year to have money go there. There's been proposals to implement a tax, and that got killed on the floor. Are killed over in the Senate. And so I think that we should have a broader conversation on how we can help out our property owners in the state and maybe have some of these state dollars, because, you know, the state is pretty flush with dollars right now, and how we can maybe send some of those dollars back to the county and give some reprieve to property owners. You know, it's in a way a constitutional matter in a sense, because if you don't pay your property taxes, the government can literally come in and take your property. And I hate the idea of our elderly population on a fixed income who can't afford these increases in their property taxes. And so they're literally getting taxed out of their house. And so I think we need to take a deeper look into that and how we can help these individuals and help people so that the burden on their property taxes is not so overwhelming. So that would be my suggestion to the committee.
Yeah, Representative Poirier.
I just want to second that from Representative Pischke, but I want to add a different take in it. We have areas in Oglala, Lakota County, Bennett County, and Jackson County where it's reservation land. So we want individuals to own houses. But the property, because there's so little pieces of privately owned land, those people who do own a house and do own their land carry a heavy tax burden for the whole entire county. So I would like there to be an aspect of it of how do we help areas where they carry such a heavy burden, because we want economic development. We have all these different factors working against economic development, and we want homeowners. So I would like to look at some kind of aspect on how do we help areas like that.
Further discussion, Representative Koth.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Along with Representative Pischke's and other comments regarding county taxes or real estate taxes, it's been suggested to me that rather than focusing in on taxes, real estate taxes, that we look at county revenue. And the reason why I think that is probably a better term to use in a summer study or a work group or whatever we might call it, is this session we've heard a lot about sales tax for counties, other sources of revenue that I'm not in favor of increased taxes, but there may need to be. We need to think outside the box rather than just lowering real estate taxes. How might we generate revenue for counties that so desperately need it? So I would like to, rather than real estate tax, to use county revenue.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah, Representative Olson.
Yeah, I would echo a lot of the comments that have been made so far, and it all sounds like a property tax relief summer study would be very effective to look at both low-income or disabled individuals, elderly, low-income, and in general. I think, though, part of the conversation has to be transparency. That was a goal of that one bill that was brought, and we had so much pushback from auditors across the state. There's no disagreement that we want transparency. It's how we want transparency. So I would just encourage that as we talk about property tax relief, you also can't get that if you don't know how to get it and you don't know how to go advocate for yourself. So I think that's a key part of that. And if anyone's tried to navigate our government websites, you know how important that is. But the other part I would say, the bill that we just passed without recommendation is likely not to pass. And so in the event that we don't have a taxing mechanism for marijuana, and hopefully it does, but if it doesn't, if we cannot vote on it, that is something we absolutely have to study and come out with a solidified plan about taxing marijuana. Because if we want to talk about new revenue sources for counties and cities, that is one. For schools, for the whole state. So if we want to offset property tax, that goes hand in hand with new revenue sources like marijuana.
Thank you, Representative Olson. Further comments and discussion, Representative Randolph.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So several thoughts. Anytime we talk about trying to come up with a new revenue stream or a way to get a different revenue stream for different governmental entities, it still opens up the idea of the current way of getting revenue and then on top of adding a new revenue stream. So increasing sales tax, that doesn't really, I don't know, I don't think it puts enough boundaries in place for increased spending, if you will, without addressing that. So I would say along the lines, because we do need property tax relief, the counties do need a consistent revenue stream. They need a way to take care of the business. So I would say along, included in that study that we're talking about here, would be the idea of, well, let's just say, I believe whether it's a flat tax or a sales tax is more of a fair tax. We don't really talk about fair tax across the board. Now, when we talk about sales tax and increasing sales tax and the idea of reducing the burden on landowners, on real estate tax, then we start talking about the low income and how that's going to affect them. Well, I think there's ways we can deal with that in the process. So I think that has to be part of the discussion. So that's my two cents there.
Thank you, Representative Randolph. Further discussion, Representative Otten.
Might as well go back to my greatest pet peeve. It's large projects that the counties are going to have to be building. When you look at our jail structures throughout South Dakota, I mean, most of them are at least 40 years old, if not 60, or at the beginning, unable to utilize them anymore because of a variety of different reasons from the feds and rules and whatnot. So we're going to have to come up with a way of helping the counties, whether it be a regional concept, but that has to be also on the table.
Thank you. Representative Chafee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I get all giddy when we talk about property tax and Class 4 soils, but the assessment and tax are kind of the same face on the same two different coins sometimes. When you bring up revenue, you know, I don't know if it's appropriate for this county, but we got to take a look at not only, you know, the revenue side of it is an expression of what the people are asking for. Let me back that one up here a little bit. Oftentimes, the county is reacting to some unfunded mandates. So maybe giving the county the ability to shed off some of those mandates that the state of South Dakota has placed upon them, therefore lessening the money that they need to cover that. So maybe that could be kind of an awkwardly worded sentence of try to limit the state mandates placed on counties in order to help them save money, improve their bottom line.
Okay. Further comments, Representative Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I would hope that we also could bring in some examples of counties where they have made it work without raising taxes, building the jail without raising taxes, combining the city and county building into one without raising taxes. Yeah, no, I mean, they did it in Brookings.
That's right.
Yeah, and so, but we focus on everything that can't be done. Let's also bring in some ideas that can be shared with other counties. So,
yeah, thank you. We're going to Representative Jameson and then Representative Otten.
I love the good representative from Brookings asking a rhetorical question to the body. Sioux Falls has, just an example, Sioux Falls has seen what Brookings has done and marveled at it. And in Sioux Falls, with Minnehaha County and Lincoln County, have struggled to cooperate and collaborate, consolidate, provide better services to the public, And Mitchell or Brookings did a great job, a great shining example. But I was getting maybe a roundup in all of that is that whole attempt to consolidate some of these things. And I know county consolidation might freak some people out, but maybe there's pockets where it could happen. And so you're not building a jail.
It's regional.
Pardon me?
It would be a regional concept.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And Mr. Otten is on it. And more of that discussion, and maybe the way we can help is by providing some guidance on if that were to happen, this kind of funding could exist. So maybe it's almost more like a more comprehensive tax structure study.
Okay, thank you. Representative Otten.
And to I got to tour that Brookings facility. Not enough can be said of that county commissioners up in Brookings, that group was forward-thinking, knew what they needed, was setting actually money aside. And if there's anybody listening on the internet from the county level, they were actually setting money aside. So, Representative Piskey, some of this irritates me. But I do think that Brookings, maybe we could clone them. Clone research, you just clone a whole bunch of commissioners from Brookings and ship them out across the state.
Representative Derby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, as a member of the e-board, I would assume that there's been some of these summer studies done in the last 20 years. So I would just challenge the chairman to maybe go to LRC, find what's been done in the last 20 years, and send it out to us as kind of a starting point.
Don't have to start from scratch. Okay. Further comments? I'll make one, and maybe that'll stir some more up, I guess. Kind of circling back to the property tax conversation, I would like to see something along the lines of what Representative Pischke or Representative Poirier and others had mentioned. I do think property taxes are definitely a difficult thing to say, well, people come in and say, well, let's reduce property taxes. It's really not that simple. I mean, that's a really complicated issue, and you're not going to fix your property taxes just by one bill that you dream up and decide to have LRC draft up and introduce. It kind of reminds me of what Representative Mortensen said on the floor a couple of weeks ago, don't make our tax structure Swiss cheese. And we certainly had a lot of those Swiss cheese bills this year, whether they were for daycares or for elderly or for grassland or many others, you know. And I know there were some of us that generally supported those, some of us that generally opposed them. But it's like I do think those bills, they came for a reason, and that's because they're a problem. But I really don't think most of those bills, generally speaking, really didn't get at the root of the problem. And so maybe we could disagree with what the root of the problem is, but I do think that would be a good reason to have a summer study and talk about property taxes and talk about county funding. I don't know if we could include talks of a regional jail in that same one, or if we want to have a separate request for a summer study on that, maybe a separate one in that case, I would say. I want to make sure that we're broad enough to cover what we need to cover, but yet narrow enough that we're not getting off base too much there. So I would like to see a summer study on property taxes and if there's a way that we could reduce the overall burden. You know, maybe the answer to that question is no. Maybe it's yes, but I'd like to get there and see if that's a possibility. So I guess with that, for the committee, and I don't, even though Representative Jameson graciously offered to buy donuts at our next meeting, I don't anticipate us having another meeting unless the committee wants to. But what we would need to do today is, I guess, talk about a concept and maybe have it generally worded out, or we could even get the wording later. I've been talking to LRC staff about that. Have a committee vote to see if the committee wants to approve that request, and then go from there. So I guess for the first one, and I'm okay with approving multiple requests if the committee would like to,
I would like to see one that just is to study South Dakota's property tax structure and how to reduce the overall tax burden in South Dakota. So I guess that would be the wording that I would go with. If someone wants to add something to that, I would be open to that. Representative Chafee?
I'm in favor of that because just us talking about property, you can see that that's pretty good size umbrella, and you can cover all those topics and more underneath.
Okay. So I guess if there's any other comments, I would welcome them. But then at the end of that, I would like to have a committee vote to see if this committee would like to sponsor that request. And then maybe we could go on and talk a little more about Representative Otten's idea or anything else. So with that, is there any other discussion on that part? I guess I would make a motion that the tax committee approve or recommend that summer study.
Second
by Representative Drury. I won't make any more comments since I have. Is there any other comments on that motion? Okay, seeing none, do we need to do a roll call vote on that?
Sure.
Okay, we'll call the roll. And the motion would be to recommend to the e-board a summer study request to study South Dakota's property tax structure and how to reduce the overall property tax burden in South Dakota. And with that, I'd ask the Secretary to please call the roll on that motion.
Representatives Chafee.
Aye.
Derby.
Aye.
Drury.
Aye.
Jameson.
Aye.
Both.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Puye.
Aye.
And excuse me, I missed Representative Otten. Randall.
Aye.
Thomason.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Pischke.
Aye.
And Denner.
Aye.
Mr. Chair, that's you. 13th. Yes.
Okay, thank you. So that one will be an official request. I will do a little work to make sure the wording is all correct, but I do kind of have it drafted already, so I think we should be in good shape. With that, is there any other requests? I know Representative Otten, would you still like to move a motion? Oh, yeah, Representative Tiedemann, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I think there's going to be one on looking at regional jails. I think that's coming from another group. But I think there should be at least one meeting that the taxation group also gets involved with how do we finance these things. I mean, otherwise we're dealing with silos. And that's a problem. We have to cross-pollinate, so.
Yeah. Do you have a comment, Representative, at all? Or?
I would agree with the good representative.
Okay. And I agree, too. I do think that's an issue that needs to be studied. And we talk about specifically the regional jail concept, which in several parts of the state needs to be addressed. So whether or not it's us that makes the motion or if it's someone else that brings that, I think that's what's key, is that it gets made by someone. But Representative Chafee, do you have a comment?
It was just, yeah. Will there be some talks about then prison? Would that be all in the same conversation? Or, you know, I know that they're talking about, you know, the need to build or not build prisons, but some heavily remodeling might be needed in the future.
Representative Otten.
This morning I had a general conversation where we were talking about the e-board of getting involved about a regional setting. You know, we're looking at almost $750 million in the state with internment, and seeing if you can't utilize, put together, and I think that there's beginning a. I think that there was three e-board members that were very intrigued by it. So I do think that there is going to be something coming out of there.
Okay. And then especially that comment reminds me of, you know, the regional jail talk we've had, and there's a specific building up in Aberdeen in Brown County that we've been looking at. And it's a huge building, and it's a really impressive building, and it's larger than what we would need. And there even has been talk about is there would be a way to bring the state in and have them have prisoners in one, like there's essentially two wings to this building, have prisoners in one wing and a jail on the other. And I don't know if that's a possibility or not. I mean, it's been talked about, but I do think it's something that if you're going to do, you probably need to make sure that you have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. But it's, in my mind, at least something worth considering. So when that summer study happens, I do hope that that's talked about. So Representative Tiedemann, do you know which other group is planning on bringing that? Do you think it would be necessary for us to make a motion or not needed?
It's needed. I know we have two e-board members here on this committee. I know that Representative Fitzgerald brought that bill to the floor, and that's asking for a task force. Well, that's not the right route to do. This is the right route. I'm hoping that their committee brings forth an idea to look at it. But I think we can plant seeds here with our two e-board members.
Sure. No, that sounds good. I appreciate that comment. And I guess if no one would make the motion, the individual legislator could still sponsor that. I would hope that another committee would. So anything else from the committee? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, if this is our last meeting, I just want to thank you for your leadership of walking us through not only taxation but marijuana bills. So.
Thank you. And I joked right at the beginning that maybe this could have been named the Marijuana Committee this year. I know we probably didn't deal with half the marijuana bills that health did, but we still had a lot. And being on this committee for the last 6 years, I think this was the biggest bill load we had in the last 6 years on this particular committee. And I've really enjoyed chairing it the last 2 years. It's been a lot of fun having you guys here and being able to work with you. I'll miss all you guys, and I'll miss this process. But it's just been a good 2 years, and I appreciate all of your help on this. So with that, if there's not anything else, we'll ask Representative Chafee for a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn by Representative Chafee.
Second.
Second by Representative Drury. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. We're adjourned.